the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you each week under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's drama by Morton Wishengrad is entitled A Pity for the Living and is based upon a story by Sholem Aleichem. Featured as the boy is Michael Artist.
Was once a little boy or a little girl. It's hard to believe, isn't it? I find it very hard. Do you think the Tsar of Russia was once a little boy? Teacher says so. Of course I believe teacher. But I'll tell you something. Of all the grown-ups I know, the only one who was ever really and truly a little boy was teacher. I know. Because teacher is very good. He sees certain things.
Levy. Look at that little fly on the wall.
This one, teacher?
Oh, don't hurt him, Levy.
I won't, teacher.
Levy, all creatures are dear to the Lord. That is why even a fly on the wall must not be hurt out of pity for the living.
All creatures, teacher? Even a spider?
Even a spider. If the spider deserved to die, then the Lord himself would slay him. Levy, there is the pain of all living things, and you and I must pity the living.
Do you see why I know what teacher once was a little boy? I believe the things that he tells me, only I wish I could ask certain questions. If we were to have pity for the living, why do people slaughter cows and calves and little sheep every day of the week? And not only cows and other animals, but people. Don't men slaughter one another? Don't they ride on horses and whip them and dig in their sharp spurs until blood comes? I have made up my mind. I will never do harm to any living creature. May God punish me if I ever do. Fish is still alive. His tail is flapping in the water.
Out of my way, lady. The fish has to be prepared for supper.
Mama, the fish wants to go back to the river where he belongs.
Lady, stop that nonsense and get out of my way. There are a million things to do. Instead of standing around and talking, do something useful. Scrape the horseradish.
Yes, Mama. Only, Mama.
Lady.
Yes, Mama. Only it's a pity. It's a pity for the living.
Lady, what are you talking about? Of whom is it a pity?
It is a pity for the little fishes.
Now, who told you that?
The teacher.
The teacher?
Yes, Mama.
Lady, you're a little fool, and your teacher's a big fool. Scrape the horseradish. Go on, scrape the horseradish.
Poor little fish. I'm not able to do anything for you. There you are. They're going to take you and scrape away your scales. They're going to rip you open, cut you in pieces, put you in a pot, cover you with salt and pepper to put you on the fire, let you boil and simmer and simmer and simmer and simmer. Little fish, grown-up people have any pity for the living? Well, the poultry butcher doesn't understand. Do you know what a poultry butcher is? He takes a sharp knife, and he says a blessing, and he kills chickens and roosters.
Be quiet, you little wretch. Lady, stop pulling at me.
Please let him run away. He wants to be free. He wants to live. He wants to talk to the hens and to eat corn and drink water. Don't murder him.
I'll give you a spanking in 1 minute. How dare you call me a murderer?
You are.
Go away before I brain you, lady. I'm not a murderer. I am a butcher. I perform the commandment of the Lord. I speak his blessing. Now get away from me.
Let go of the rooster, you murderer.
Lady, people would go hungry without my work.
They wouldn't.
Lady, don't make me angry. I'm not a murderer. Only a good and learned man is permitted to be a butcher. For instance, a man who cannot hear is not allowed to do the work. Be still, I'm explaining about us to the boy.
I don't want to hear your explanation.
I have to tell you. A man who cannot hear is not allowed to do this work, because then he wouldn't hear the cry of pain and he'd become callous to the work. Lavey, where are you going?
I hate you. You have no pity for the living. You are a heathen. He put down the rooster and he spanked me. I didn't care. The rooster got away. I was glad. Without grown-ups, this would be a good world. There's a woman who helps my mother with the cooking. She's blind in one eye. I call her Fuma of the One Eye. She has no heart.
You filthy thieving cat. That'll teach you a lesson. And that... And that, and that.
You shouldn't have beat the cat.
In 1 minute, I will beat you.
Fuma, you're a wicked woman. What did the cat do to you?
She stole a chicken liver from the board, right from here.
She didn't. There are the chicken livers.
Lady, have more respect for older people. I say the cat stole a chicken liver. I had 7 chickens. There should be 7 chicken livers. Count them. There are only 6 now. Oh, wait till I get my hands on that thieving cat.
Fuma.
What do you want?
There are not 7 chickens.
What?
There are only 6 chickens. And if there are only 6 chickens, how can there be more than 6 chicken livers?
Mm-hmm. That's right. There are only 6 at that. Well, I made a mistake.
Come here, pussy. Come here, cat. I won't hurt you. Oh, good old cat. Fuma, you accused the cat wrongly. You punished her. Now apologize.
In the name of the 5 books of Moses, what did you say?
Apologize to the cat. You beat the cat for nothing. You committed a sin. It was a pity for the living. Apologize to the cat.
Out of this kitchen, out of this kitchen this instant.
The Lord will punish you. Fuma, he will.
If you don't go away, I'll give it to you across the face with the towel.
I'm going. But the pain of living will rise straight up into the ear of God. You will be punished.
You little monster, don't you dare say that to me. I'm a pious woman, do you hear? Lord Almighty, where in the world do such children come from?
Where in the world do the grown-ups come from? I do not believe that they were ever children. Not ever. And Fuma, most of all, she was born a grown-up. She cuts fish up and puts it into a pot. She doesn't apologize to the cat. And yesterday a pot slipped from her hands, and the dog Circo was scalded with boiling water. He moaned and muttered and licked his sores. My heart melted for the dog Circo.
Circo,
run away from me. I won't do you any harm, not me. Oh, no, Circo, not me. Don't run away. Good dog. Please don't run away. I'm not grown up. Circo, don't make me chase you. I have pity for the living. Circo, wait, Circo. Circo, I have ointment for your burns.
Lavey, stop chasing that dog.
Papa, I want to...
Oh, you little wretch. I saw it with my own eyes. Come here. Come right here. I saw you.
And to think that a son of mine would do such a thing.
Papa, he's going to get away.
Oh, you shameless one, you dog beater.
Papa, I'm not a dog beater. I was running after him.
Not another word. Down across my knees.
But, Papa.
Not another word, you dog beater. This will teach you.
Oh.
And this. Be still, you dog beater.
Oh, Papa. Have you no idea of the pain of all living things? There is no justice anyplace. When your own father won't listen to you, there's nothing left in the whole world. I have to take the ointment for the dog and rub it on myself.
Lady, we're all finished and you haven't touched a thing.
Don't talk there.
But a boy has to eat.
He's a dog beater and a crybaby, and I'm thoroughly disgusted with him.
Papa, I'm not a dog beater. I was running after the dog because Fuma the cook
still... And you're a tattletale. I do not like tattletales. You may leave this table. We will sing the grace after meals without you.
Yes, Papa.
And, Lady, be careful of your new clothes. I don't want you wandering the fields and soiling them.
Yes, Mama.
Leave the room, Lady. You're excused.
I don't like the way he looks. I don't like it at all.
If you please, we will defer all conversation until grace has been sung.
Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, Baruch Ator Shem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hazones Olam, Kulo Betuvo Bechein Bechesed Uvrachamim.
It isn't very good to have to stand outside a door when grace is being sung. If Papa had ever been a boy himself, he would have realized that. May God keep me from ever being a grown-up. I didn't want to stand and listen. I hated them. They didn't understand. They didn't understand anything. So I went to the teacher's house. But on the way I had to stop, because there were two peasant boys, and they were doing a terrible thing.
Give me that rock. I'll show you how. You missed. Now watch me.
Don't throw the rock at the bird's nest.
Beat it. Got it. I can throw, huh?
You killed the birds. They're dead. And you killed them. And you're not even grown-ups.
You know what he's talking about?
Me?
Nah. He must be sick of something.
Why did you do it? What did they do to you? What harm did they do?
None of your business. Beat it.
Why did you throw the stone? They let you alone. Why did you do it?
You little sissy. They weren't any more than birds. Ordinary little birds.
What if they were birds? Have you no pity for the living?
I take care of them if you want me to.
We'll do it together.
Hey!
The little sissy hits back.
I'll fix him. Now, ain't that a pretty hat?
That's wicked. That's worse than hitting me. My mother made that hat.
Hit back, will you? Hold him. Hold his arm.
Get him.
Here. Now, let's see. It's a nice clean shirt. And this jacket. Oh, my, what lovely buttons. Do you want this button, you little sissy?
Yes, I do.
Here it is, sissy. I'll give it to you.
Here's another button.
Davy.
Yes, Papa?
Come here.
Yes, Papa.
Oh, it's my new clothes. Oh, Lady.
Sorry, they're torn, Mama.
Oh.
My dear Lady, I think you are going to be sorrier in a moment.
How did you get your eye blackened?
There were some birds in a tree.
I see.
And your shirt is in ribbons also because of the bird?
Yes, Papa. It is the pain of all living things.
I am glad to hear it. Come with me, Levy. We shall reinvestigate the pain of all living things.
Naturally, I got a good beating, which I deserved. Then when Papa was finished, Mama looked at my clothes.
You ragged fool.
I forgave Papa because he beat me. But why did she call me a ragged fool? Why? I am never going to cry again. Never. I have made up my mind. There is no use crying in this world. Doesn't do any good. From now on, I shall have nothing to do with grown-up people.
You may play with me, Lazy. I'm not a grown-up.
Yes. Yes, I played with Perla. Because she was a little girl and a cripple who used to be put in the sun and who never harmed anything. Not even a spider.
I like you, Lazy.
I like you, Perla. I do not wish to become grown up, but if I have to, I shall marry you.
I cannot marry anyone. I can't walk or stand or do anything. I can only sit.
Then we shall sit together.
Like this?
Perla, why are you so skinny?
I don't know, Lazy.
I know. It is because you have pity for the living.
I don't know, Lazy. Is it good to have pity for the living?
I'm not sure anymore.
But you think so?
Yes.
Then I have pity for the living.
Even a chicken?
Yes.
And you will not eat chicken fat smeared on bread?
Mustn't I, Lazy?
Never.
I shall never eat chicken fat smeared on bread. Never.
Then we are engaged, Perla. We are definitely engaged. Every day after that, I would sit in the sun with my Perla. And I explained to her all about the pain of all living things and what the teacher said. When the sun moved, I used to pick her up and carry her. She was very light. She used to put her arms around my neck. Her fingers would touch my face. Her small, skinny little fingers.
I like you, Lazy.
I like you also, Pearl. You will be a kind wife. We shall never quarrel. She would hug me closer and closer and rest her head on my shoulder. Every day like that. Then the pogrom started.
Lady, I asked you not to come here.
Papa, I wanted to tell you that our house is still standing. They didn't touch very much.
Send the boy away.
Levy, go home and wait for me.
Papa, what's that?
It's not for children to see.
Papa, who is that?
Levy, please go home. Please.
Papa, who is that? It's someone dead.
They killed her. Poor innocent creature.
Levy, don't look.
I must look, Papa. You don't understand. We were engaged. You see, I'm not crying. I shall never cry again. I told that to Perla. And now I have to keep my promise.
Lady?
Yes, Mama?
I've made you a new suit of clothes.
Thank you, Mama.
Oh, Lady, we must not weep. We must not sin. We must forget. We must forget.
Yes, Mama.
Don't you want to go out and play?
No.
Would you like to help me in the kitchen?
All right, Mama.
Here's some horseradish. You can scrape it if you want to, Lady.
Yes, Mama.
Lady. Lady, oh, my little boy, you're crying.
From the horseradish, Mama.
Don't think of a lady. You must forget. Forgetting is so good.
It's the horseradish.
Here is my apron. Go on, dry your eyes. Oh, lady, it's such a pity for the dead. Such a pity for the living. Wipe your eyes. Take my apron and wipe your eyes. And blow your nose, too. Don't cry, Levy. Don't cry, my lady. Hush. Hush.
Because it made her feel good. But grown-ups don't really understand. When grown-ups learn to become as serious as children, then they will understand. First it was a fish, and then it was a rooster, and then a cat, and a dog, and two birds in a tree. And then it was Perla. They don't understand. I don't ever want to be a grown-up.
If you would like a free copy of the script you've just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Now, we present Rabbi Simon G. Kramer of the Hebrew Institute of University Heights of New York City. Rabbi Kramer.
Dear friends, in this morning's dramatization of the Sholem Aleichem story, the young boy Levi may well be said to be a representative of the age-old tradition of the Jewish people, whose faith is in a God of whom the psalmist said, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." The Jew has always recognized the quality of mercy as being divine in character. Long before Shakespeare, who wrote of mercy as being an attribute of God, have the Jews been told, "Just as God is merciful, so be thou merciful." God created all the world. Even the least of his creatures deserves mercy. In our dramatization, first it was a fish, then it was a rooster, then a cat and a dog, then birds in a tree, and then it was Perla, a weak and helpless child, all of them in turn victims of cruelty. In this characterization is depicted the striving of the race for the simple qualities that we associate with the term human, as contrasted with the term beast. I don't know of another generation, not even in the dark Middle Ages, not even the generation of Genghis Khan, that can compare in cruelty with our own times. One need only think of the millions of innocent men, women, and children of the Jewish people and of other peoples as well, who were tortured and dunked to death in the concentration camps of Nazi Germany. One need only think of the callousness of an entire world who, in the early years of the Nazi regime, knew what was happening, but did nothing to aid the suffering victims, and to this day is laying stumbling blocks in the path of hundreds of thousands fleeing from this cruelty. Yes, civilization has a great deal to atone for. Perhaps now, 1 year after the war on Germany is over, will the nations of the earth turn humbly to Almighty God and pray for forgiveness. Perhaps the nations will now have a change of heart and a sincere effort on the part of governments and peoples to do justice and to love mercy will lie the salvation of the world.
Thank you, Rabbi Kramer. In answer to queries, we'd like to state that last Sunday's Eternal Light play was based on a story entitled To Conquer the Sea by Rabbi Louis I. Rabinowitz in the Menorah Journal for Winter 1943. It was prepared for radio, as was today's script, by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Katims. The boy Levy was played by Michael Artist. Cantor David Putterman was the soloist, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Today's drama was based on a story by Sholem Aleichem. For a free copy of the script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America.